Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome back to another episode of I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. And we are in for another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 7. That's right, we are in the midst of this season, and it has been a great season so far, I must say. Like, I feel like there was a period where the seasons were like, yeah, like, this is good. Obviously, they're all talented, they're great, but these past few seasons, especially this one, loving. The cast is fantastic. The cast is absolutely fantastic. So, let's just get right into it. The queens walk in after Hormona's elimination last week, and no one seems particularly sad. Poor Hormona Lisa, and the least sad of the group is Corey. So if you didn't remember, they of course had a little tiff. Well, they didn't even really have a tiff or a fight or anything. They just never really liked each other. I don't really know if we got the reason why, but it was just like a mutual, not even mutual. I think Corey just didn't like Hormona, and Hormona was like, yeah, she doesn't like me. Okay, whatever, work. Period. Love that. So they're all celebrating Ariadne's win, especially after her Badonkadunk save the week before, if you don't remember, because a couple weeks ago, Ariadne was about to go home until she dunked Michelle's ass and got a second chance. And now she has a win. Perfect time to have a win, just to really redeem yourself and prove that you belong. But once again, on the other end of that, Crystal is getting frustrated. She's becoming the bridesmaid, never the bride. I mean, like, you're in the top consistently, you're doing well. Like, I know it'd be hard to be like, oh, I need that win, but you're doing well. Like, I think she's doing a great job. So, it's a new day in the workroom. And they all gather around the table, but they spot something. Hormona left her bob. Her shake and go, hard front bob that she wore in her confessionals and just like around. It's iconic. It's absolutely iconic. And at this point, she was doing a viewing party in Chicago at Roscoe's, and she gave them the bob as a gift. And I'm like, that is iconic. That is an iconic piece of Drag Race memorabilia now. Like, hands down, 100%. Love it. So, Ru comes in to announce the Snatch Game. And I'm shocked that they're doing it with this. Well, no, it's not even early. It's episode 7. But with this many queens, there's still 11 queens left. And yes, they've done it with more. Like season 15, they did 2 Snatch Games with half the cast each. But 11 queens seems like a really weird sort of number to do it. But hey, I guess they got to put it in somewhere. Especially after they've had all these saves and everything. And Ru doesn't do much explaining. She's like, yep, it's a Snatch Game. Get it together. Make me laugh. Because, like, what other explanation do you need? Because if you don't know what you're doing, you either know that you're stuffed or you shouldn't be there. And I think a lot of these girls know that they're stuffed. So one person who doesn't know that they're stuffed, or thinks that she's not stuffed, is Susie. Susie is thrilled that the Snatch Game is finally here. She's like, this is what she came for. This is what she came for. She loves it. She's ready to go. Comedy queen. This is her moment. And Ariadne, on the other hand, is like, yay! Another comedy challenge. Thumbs up. Yeah. I mean, hey, at least she's self-aware, you know? So they all get straight into preparing and talking about who they're going to impersonate. It's always very interesting to see people's options if they bring, like, more than one character choice, and especially if there's a double up. Anya is doing Eddie Murphy, and I'm like, I'm surprised no one's done that yet. That's a really, really good choice. Acacia is doing Trisha Paytas, an iconic character. Crystal brings up the, if she's worried, because it has been done before by Sugar on season 15, but Sugar was not only in the bottom, was sent home that episode. So Acacia's like, no, not really, like, I'm going to do better than that. And I'm like, if you're redoing a celebrity, I guess it's good to do one that was poorly done. However, you don't want to fall into the trap of like, no, this celebrity is just really a really bad choice for Snatch Game. Like Lady Gaga. Everyone who does Lady Gaga is towards the bottom of the pack. It's just, it's a hard character to do. So we'll see how it goes. But I do have high hopes for Acacia. She's growing on me. So Ru comes in for the walkthroughs, and who's with her? The queen of global all-stars, Alyssa Edwards herself, enters the workroom. Everyone dying. Of course, it's Alyssa, like the queen of all queens, royalty, what else do you say? Amazing. Icon. Anyway, so Rue calls over a couple of the queens and she's like, Lydia Butthole Collins? And Alyssa is like, who now? Now who's that? I mean, I'd have the same reaction if all of a sudden I heard butthole, but hey, just me. So Lydia's also saying she's not sure if she's going to do director David Lynch, who I've never heard of, or Catherine O'Hara, who is a part of my favourite TV show, Schitt's Creek. And immediately I'm just like, I just want you to do Catherine O'Hara because I love Catherine O'Hara. But they're kind of edging towards David Lynch. It's a bit of a more out there character, hasn't been done before, a bit of a more dry sense of humour. And Alyssa does give really good advice. She's like, do who you think you can portray in the most humorous way that you're comfortable with. And I'm like, love that. Okay, Icon, I see you. Corey comes over and she's saying she's doing Big Ange. And the first introduction I ever had to Big Ange was on Drag Race Season 7 Snatch Game, which Pearl did. And Pearl did a really good job. So I'm like, okay, you're doing a character that's already been done and has been done well. But I think Rue would have wiped that from her mind because Pearl is a no talking point. You know? If you know, you know. And then also, Rue's been shady in these walkthroughs and I am eating it up. Eating. She's like, you really love those mesh shoes, don't you? And I've never really noticed it, but then of course they showed a montage of all of Corey's runways and she's got these same mesh shoes, just in different colours. And then Rue's like, right, where are they? And she goes into Corey's workstation and pulls out the shoes and she's like, why are you wearing these shoes? Oh, I love it. Rue is having fun and you can tell. It's just, even if she's like reading them to filth, I'm like, this is great. This is great quality content. This is what I signed up for. Arietti says she's going to do Cupid. Oh my God, Valentine's Day. What great timing. She's doing baby Cupid. And I'm like, okay, it can, when you're doing like a fake, like a non-real person, it can go one of two ways. Like you have a character ready, created, and you have the content you need, or you kind of just doing that because you're panicked and you don't know what else to do. And unfortunately, I think she's gone down the route of I'm panicked and I don't know what to do. Which is fair, I get it. Like, it's Snatch Game is very, very intimidating, especially 17 seasons in, however many international seasons. So little hasn't been done and you want to be original and funny on top of that. It's a lot. And Alyssa and Rue aren't vibing the choice either, but what's done is done. Sam is doing Kim Gravel. I think it's pronounced Gravel. And I think it's a really great choice because Sam comes from a pageant background and Kim Gravel, we're told, is one of the legendary pageant trainers. I think trainers is the right word. She like, you know, runs the gigs and everything. She's been around for ages, absolute icon in the industry. And obviously coming from that industry, I think Sam can pull from all the info she knows and she has the know-how to make it funny. And obviously Alyssa's there. Alyssa's a pageant queen, so she gets it as well. Crystal is doing Nicole Richie, and I'm like, this is a great choice. This could go really, really fun. Rue makes an interesting point, and she's like, Crystal, you're very serious. You take yourself very seriously. And Crystal's like, yeah, I agree. I need to, like, you know, bring that down a little bit. And I'm like, okay, yep, you say that, but now you got to do it. You got to do it. So it's easier said than done. So I'm watching it. I'm like, fingers crossed you can do it because I really like Crystal. Also, Quinta Brunson is announced as the guest judge and everyone loses their mind, especially Anya. I love Quinta Brunson. I've just recently started watching Abbott Elementary. I know I'm like behind the train on that, but it is so good. Quinta Brunson is absolutely amazing. Go look it up. You will not regret it. Iconic legend. She is gorgeous. Okay, it's time. Snatch Game. So the players are Alyssa Edwards and Gay Eye. And if you're confused, so am I. Basically, it's AI, but a butt plug sitting on the desk. And I'm like, why? Could they not get someone else in? Was Quinta Brunson supposed to be there? And then there was like a scheduling conflict. Like, put Michelle in there. Put Raven in there. Anyway, I don't understand what this Gay Eye thing was. Anyway, so I'll just go through each of their queens and give my rundown on how they went, my thoughts, my opinions and everything. So first up was Acacia as Trisha Paytas. And I thought she did really good. Like, she gave some funny responses. She gave like a response about eating chicken, but only the skin. She doesn't eat the white meat, the chicken part. And I'm like, it was really good. And especially in comparison to Sugar's Trisha, I think she did a really great job. I think she did her own voice, like similar to her own voice. I think she really put on that like Valley Girl accent and like did it over the top. I think that really would have pushed it that little bit further. But otherwise, I think she did a really good job. Susie Toot is Ellen Green. Now, I didn't know who this was. And at first, I liked the accent. Like, she's a bit out there. She's a bit kooky. But it kind of just didn't go anywhere. Like, the accent was to the point where you couldn't understand what she was saying. And I think that was done on purpose as part of the character. But it wasn't funny. But it was like, she was so committed to the character and so in it that you couldn't really question it. But I was also like, this definitely isn't funny. I know that for sure. So for someone who talked a big game, I'm like, not great. Anyway, next down the line is Lexi as Gilbert Gottfried. It's like a comedian, stand-up kind of personality. The look is amazing. She's done this like old man makeup in this like basic gray suit, and it works so well. And he's got this very like distinctive high-pitched, like, sort of voice. Obviously, that was a terrible impersonation. But she has it down. But then she keeps, like, coming out of character, and it's like Gilbert and Lexi are fighting each other. She's, like, answers in the character's voice, and then she's like, oh, shit, fuck my life. And I'm like, it's really funny to watch. It's just, like, this multiple personalities going at it in her mind, and it's, like, terrible, but it's working, but for the wrong reasons, you know? So Sam is doing Kim Gravel, and she looks good. She was really funny, like a safe, polished, you know? It's just that, like, that theme of, like, she does it so well that you can't pick it apart, but you just want that little je ne sais quoi, you know? And I will give her props. I think she interacted most with the other queens, and I like when they bounce off each other. It just makes it, you know, more of like a show and that we'll put together sort of thing. Lana Jarrett is Rosa Parks. And when she brought this up in the walkthroughs, she actually got a couple laughs. And I think that was by accident, the poor thing. But she starts off okay. Rue's like, oh, are you happy with your seat? And Lana's like, not happy to be at the back. But then she gets thrown because she says her first joke was going to be to ask Rue, is the bus still running? But Rue asks her, and it just completely throws her. And it's like she's just shut down almost. All her answers after that are just like handcuffs, because I don't like getting arrested. And it just didn't go anywhere. And I'm like, I think it had a lot of potential, but unfortunately she just got in her head. And I was like, oh, that's really rough to watch. I was really rooting for her to, like, as something that she wasn't going to be stronger. I hoped that she pulled through, but she really didn't. She just didn't. Then Anya is Eddie Murphy and just absolutely knocked it out of the park. Home run, three-pointer, all the sport references, killed it. She was in character the whole time. So funny. Best of the night. And it was just like, it was so well done. And I think Quinta said it best when she was getting critiques, that it was like you could see the Eddie in it, but you could also get who Anya was. So it was this perfect mashup of the both. And then just like volleying with Rue and Alyssa and answering the questions, it was just like, it was really good. I'm so glad that there was like a shining star in this Snatch Game, because Snatch Games can so easily go south. Just watch season 14. Deja was a shining star in that one. Ariadne is Cupid. And it's just not good. There's not one single laugh. Rue asks her something like, oh, how do you make people fall in love? And she's like, I don't know. I'm just a baby. And that was her answer for, like, everything. And I'm like, you could do so much with that. You could actually, like, look all cute and then have this, like, manly voice and be like, oh, I don't care who falls in love. I don't know. Just, like, give something to it. And I'm like, Ariadne, like, I know you think you're not a comedy queen, but I know that you can do this. Like, oh, it's just so frustrating to watch. Then next to her, also, I just want to say, because there's so many queens, the bottom row of queens, they look so squashed up next to each other. And I'm like, this is a lot. And because there's so many queens, we don't get to see as many of their responses. So I'm like, there's less to go off. Next to Arietti was Lydia doing, she ended up doing David Lynch. And oh my God, when it panned to her, the face, she was like contoured on like the wrinkles and stuff, but it was like so white, but it looked good, but you could... It looked good, real, but you could tell it was makeup. It was this like weird sort of in between. And then the voice shocked me as well, because it was kind of her voice, but like projected a lot more. So I was just like, oh, okay. Okay, work. I like it. And her first answer was funny. Rue was like, I don't know, welcome to the Snatch Game or something. And Lydia was like, oh, I tucked to fit in, but I did it with shards of glass and some lemon juice. And I'm like, what the hell? Okay, like... Sure. And I think she did like a fine job. It was good. There were funny moments. There was nothing too crazy, you know. I don't think we saw a lot of her performance. Jules is Miss Bigfoot. Or Big Feet, I think she ended up being called. I don't know if that's a copyright thing or something, but oh my God, the transformation she underwent. She must have bought like a full hair suit, wig, beard, everything. It looks really good. And then it was like she had those like little 90s like butterfly clips in her hair, and I was like, this is really fun. And she had her nails painted. It was great, like really, really good. Also, she pulled out a fake leg at some point. I feel like pulling out a fake leg is just like an automatic top placement. It's been done a couple times, and Rue absolutely loves it. I'm like, okay, love the fake leg. Then we have Crystal as Nicole Richie, and she looks really, really good. She's doing Nicole Richie from, I think it's the early 2000s in the TV show. I think it's Simple Life with Paris Hilton. The look is down, the voice is down, but I think her answers just weren't... Well, they weren't funny. Like, they were, like, sharp to the point and, like, made sense. So, like, she had points for that, but it just, like, didn't get a laugh, and she wasn't volleying. So Rue was like, oh, Lionel Richie's your dad. What's your favorite song? And she's like, I don't know. And it's like, improv. Yes. And Crystal. And then finally we have Corey as Big Ange. It was fun. It was great. Like, very safe. Once again, I don't think we saw a lot of her, but I think the ones we didn't see a lot of were edited that way because they were just safe. So it was like, yep, that's good. She was funny. I'm glad Corey did somewhat well. I like to see like this funny side of her, so I'm happy for her. My fave of the night was obviously On Your Nerve as Eddie Murphy. Just absolutely amazing. Like, give her the win now. Just hand it to her, signed, sealed, delivered, you know? My least favorite was Arietti, because she just couldn't get past that I'm a baby thing. And I'm like, it's cute for maybe like one answer, but give us more, please. Especially, you just come off your win last week. I want you to keep up the momentum. Like, you're amazing. But it just didn't give what it needed to give. Okay, so it's elimination day, and a lot of the girls are feeling good, and Susie thinks she absolutely killed it. Ooh. And all the girls are like, I don't think Susie did that well. Like, she was talking a big game, and it didn't pay off. And everyone was pretty much in agreement, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, I'm in agreement. I don't think she did that well. I can't really remember a single thing she said besides scissors, and I didn't even find it funny. So I don't know what she's going on about. And then Sam's like, well, I'm going to tell her. So Sam just goes up to her and is basically like, yeah, so how do you think you did? Because everyone doesn't think you did that well. And Susie's like, I did great. I'm happy with my performance. You just don't get my references. And I'm like, yeah, but if you have to get... You have to realize you're portraying to a whole wide audience, worldwide audience. Not everyone's going to get the references. If it's a referential thing, you need to make the audience understand the reference and still make it funny, or just take it in a generally funny direction. If it's too niche, then it's like you're missing the point of Snatch Game. Also, Crystal knows that she's in trouble, so she's really focusing on her runway. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Runway time. Category is nailed it. Nails on the runway. First up is Acacia Forgot, serving us Swiss Army Knife. I really like this outfit. It is fairly understated, like a really deep green The focus is obviously on the nails. Each nail is like a different tool in a Swiss Army knife with a special couple of special extra ones, like a spoolie for your eyelashes and such. But really fun, cute, I think done well. A safe look. Then we have Susie 2, and she's giving us Iron Maiden, and I think this is definitely the best look. Luke. That's just entered my vocabulary as a normal word. Luke is hands down the best look that she's given us this whole season. Full Iron Maiden, she like rips out of it, and it's just spikes galore everywhere. I think it's really good, really out of the box for Susie, out of the coffin, out of the Iron Maiden for Susie. I think it looks amazing. It's just a shame she didn't pair it with a good challenge performance. Shame. We have Lexi Love giving a Cher, Dark Lady, as Rue says. She looks amazing. Her nails are hand-painted portraits of Cher. Gorgeous. She does a really good Cher. Looks like her wig, obviously. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Sam Star is next, and she's gone down like the plastic surgery looks, like she's got the beige with the dotted lines, the markings of like where they're going to do the plastic surgery and such. Her nails are syringes, which I think is really cool. But this whole plastic surgery thing is just something we've seen again and again on the runway. Once again, done really well, done to perfection. You can't really critique it. It's just not that outside the box, you know? Lana Jarrett looks absolutely stunning. She's so gorgeous, like so incredibly beautiful. Her concept is like the fabric around her waist is like a hand grabbing her. So like the nails are on the front of her and it's not really translating. Like you can kind of see it, but it's like, But her look itself, I like her wig is like sculpted into a hand with nails on it. That's really fun. The look without the hand grabbing her is nice. I don't know. I prefer it without the hand grabbing a thing. But then we have Corey King giving us French mime for some reason. And this is just not, it's not it. It's like a black and white striped crop top moment with sleeve, the puffy sleeve. And then like a latex bodysuit and stockings. And she's got really bad mime makeup. And I'm like, Corey, what is this? This is not good. And it's like, the thing is like, she's got French tip nails. Like, you can do so much better. I know you can. Crystal Envy is like a werewolf. I think she looks really cool. I do think it's a lot. Like, I do like the prosthetic, like the brow bone aesthetic. That looks really nice. She's got her, like, toenails and her nails, and she's crawling across the stage and stuff. The hair really suits it. There's something off about it for me. I think if she was doing the hair, it needed to be everywhere instead of just these stockings with, like, hair coming out of it as well. But I don't know. It's just slightly off. She still looks great. She always looks great. But, Jules Sparkles comes out, and she is a gay Edward Scissorhands. She looks spectacular. Like, so beautiful, this silver metallic moment with the Edward Scissorhands inspired number. It's like this piece coming out of her back and the hair looks great. This has been a really strong week for Jules. I think she looks incredible, just absolutely incredible. Lydia Butthole Collins is, I really love this look from her. She's wearing this deep green, like velvety ball gown with the gloves. And then she's got these red fingernails, but it's like the lady with the longest fingernails in the world. So she's like walking around like, prowling around with these long ass fingernails. So fun. And then she's got all these like hands, because of course it's Lydia, she has to do something weird. These hands coming out of her head and like the fingernails are all like coming towards her face and stuff. And it's so cool. I think this is done really well. And of course her face is just gorgeous. So beautiful. I really like this for look from Lydia. It's one of my favorite looks that she's done. We have Arietti, and she is a space cat. She's a silver space cat from Jupiter or something. Beautiful. Head to toe, silver, metallic. She's got four arms, all with nail work. Each 20 of the nails is individually encrusted with jewels and sparkles. And jewel sparkles, lol. They all look fantastic. She looks amazing. Her signature makeup in full force, silver face. I really love this look. The only thing for me is the four, like how the extra arms are connected. I feel like it's just looks like it's taped on and then covered in some fabric. But everything else is just top tier incredible. And finally, we have Anya Nerve, and she's giving us, like, you know, back in, like, the early 2000s, and they'd, like, spray paint your name on a t-shirt. She's got on your nails, spray painted on a t-shirt. And at first I was like, oh, you're wearing, like, a t-shirt on the runway? But I'm like, no, I really love it. It's so referential. This beautiful, ornate, delicate, like, hair headpiece with all these blue nails coming down. It looks so incredible. Short shorts, and then she's got suspenders with all nail polish bottles. I really love this look. It's so thought out and well done. This is Anya's week. Like, she killed it, and I think she's really securing her space in the finals. Not to get ahead of myself, but she's doing really, really well. All right, so my fave look was actually Suzy too. And I never thought I'd say that, but here we are. And least favorite was Corey King. Like, it was a bit of a mini challenge look. I really wanted more from her. All right, critiques. Tops are Sam, Star, Jules, Sparkles, and On Your Nerve. Also, Lexi, question mark. Because they said to her, they were like, you flopped, but in a funny way. It was like, okay. So I think she ended up being in the top. They were like, yeah, great job. And I was like, only Lexi. I love that for her. And then in the bottoms, we have Lana Jarrett, Crystal Envy, and Arietti. And I think that's right. I think that's pretty fair. Untucked, Suzy is pissed that she is safe. And it's so funny. And all the girls think it's funny as well. Because it's like, she talked a big game. She talked herself up. She still thought she was funny. And it's like, yes, it'd be disappointing to, like, work so hard specifically towards one challenge and then not excel in it. But hey, you're safe in Snatch Game. Like, it's really hard as it is, so. And you're wearing a great look, so just, like, take it down. Also, Lydia and Corey are getting really close. Are we sensing a romance? It's been brewing for a couple weeks now, so I wonder if we're going to get any payoff to that. Also, I just feel bad generally for Acacia. She seems pretty invisible in the edit, and I really want to see more of her. I like her personality. I like what she has to offer. Like, I want to see more of her. Also, once all the queens are back and untucked, Quinta Brunson comes in, and she's just so amazing. She gives such great feedback to all the girls, especially the ones who didn't get critiques on the stage. And then they ask her what her impression would be if she had to do Snatch Game, and she was like, Shirley Ralph from Abbott Elementary as well. And then she proceeds to do a little Shirley, and it's so funny. It's so spot on. And I'm like, oh my God, if that was just off the cuff and not planned at all, that is so incredible. I mean, it's incredible either way, like, because it's so perfect. All right, so back on the main stage, the winner is On Your Nerve. Like, was it even a question? This was her week, hands down, in the bag. The bottom two, my bottom two would have been Lana and Arietti, just because they both absolutely flopped in the Snatch Game. Arietti's Snatch Game was the worst. Out of the three of them, she had the best look, though. So I don't know if it was good enough to save her from the bottom, though. But apparently it did, because Lana and Crystal Envy are the bottom two. And I'm like, oh my, I did not see that coming at all. So in my head, I'm like, oh, they're saving Arietti because, look, I love Arietti. I don't think she could beat Lana or Crystal in lip sync. So I don't know if they were like, oh, let's save her and let the other two fight it out. So I was like, oh, okay. Or they just want Crystal to send Lana home. That's what my mind was thinking. And I love Lana. So I was like, oh, this really sucks. And they performed the lip sync song, which is Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez. It's a fun lip sync, but it's not like high BPM, you know, beats per minutes. It's not upbeat, but they still gave like a fine performance. They're getting in each other's way quite a lot, and to the point where Crystal actually fully bumps into Lana by accident. It's like, ooh, this is not great. Anyway, they kind of like at an even level. I would have given the win to Crystal just based on track record and how she's been going, but they announced Lana is the winner, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm so happy I get to see more of Lana. Like, love her, but Crystal leaving in 11th place after how well she's been doing. Insane. So insane. And that makes it so crazy, because it's like, there's no badunkadunk. That was the crazy thing about it going so early as well. It's like all these great queens go now and there's just no second chance, which I guess has been every other season, but I'm just like, I don't know. I just did not see it coming at all. Anyway, Crystal's exit line is, now this is one thing I wouldn't envy. And she didn't see it coming either. She's pretty devastated. And it's, I think, a big presence left the show. So big competition is gone now. But we're finally down to a top 10. Top 10, everyone. This really shook things up. And I think it kind of says that still anything can happen. There's still a lot of time left in this season. So keen to see how it goes. Can't wait to tune in next week as well. All right, so let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you agree with the winner, the bottom two, who went home. Remember to like, comment, share, subscribe, leave a positive comment. If it's negative, leave that shit in the past. We don't need it. Remember to follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. Share that with your friends as well. Like the content on there. See your behind-the-scenes stuff, what's coming up during the week. And this has been I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. Love you. Bye.